30, point guard Kyle Lowry. Good to see you, Kyle.
Good to see y'all, too. But who wore these headphones before I got them?
DeMar. That was DeMar.
Got a big head, huh?
Just grab the ears and give it a push down.
Yeah, I'm just going to hold this like this.
Now, Dwayne Casey was saying, he was with us about 10, 15 minutes ago. He said one of the things that he was most impressed with was you and your commitment in the offseason to just getting yourself back healthy, getting in shape, getting into the gym. Talk to me about your offseason and everything that you did.
I got an opportunity to go into the offseason without being injured, not needing surgery, not having any nicks or knacks where, I basically had to rehab them. I got a new training regimen. I had a great strength trainer this summer, had a great workout coach this summer. I got an opportunity to get back to doing what I love to do, and that's work extremely hard and work to exhaustion, and I did it all summer.
So your fitness level has improved, Kyle. Mm-hmm. That's the baseline for you. What other things did you work on?
Just everything. The aspect, the three-point shooter. I want to be even more of a potent three-point shooter. I worked on getting to the basket and finishing. I worked on, me being stronger as an individual. Going to the basket, finishing at the basket, not looking for contact, just – making those tricky layups, is making layups where, hey, wow, he made that layup, but, it's one of the things I worked on.
What do you look back to last year saying, this is what went well and this is what I was happy with, B, this didn't go well and this is what I was unhappy with? Because there's probably more of B than A, but you know what I mean? Because it was a frustrating year.
I wasn't unhappy. I mean, personally, I wasn't happy with my year last year at all. I was disappointed in myself, but this year, I've dedicated the summer to our team and to the city of Toronto to be the best player I can possibly be, and I think a lot of the guys have done the same thing.
What worked?
Yeah.
Give me something good about that.
When Rudy came, and we talked to Steve Novak about this, when the trade was made and Rudy came in, after the 4-19 start, with a little boost from Rudy, you guys,
played
in 59 games, were a game over 500.
Yeah. Rudy gives us unbelievable talent. I think last month of April, I think we won 8-1 or 7-1. And the way we played, we played so just effortlessly. But, it looked effortlessly, but we played so hard and played together. It was just fun. We just knew where we were going to be, knew where guys were going to get shots at.
So Kyle, how do you counteract the people that say, well, they were out of it, there was no pressure, they were playing free, and those games, quote, don't really count?
Well, they count at the end of the day. We were playing a lot more free, but we played with a lot more confidence. We didn't know, we had a lot of question marks last year going into the season, midway through the season. We had a lot of question marks. And when we got to a point where we didn't have any more question marks, guys were just like, hey, let's roll, let's do this, let's just play. And, guys got it going. JB gotten a lot better throughout the year. Amir, Rudy and DeMar kind of got on the same page. Myself and those guys got on the same page. So it was a lot easier for us to play.
How big was it for you to have Dwayne Casey coming back as well? And the reason I ask that, I don't mean just you, the entire team. Just have the continuity of not constant rollover and change year after year.
Well, what you're getting into from day one. You know what your philosophies are. You know what camp is going to be like. When you have that and you got eight or nine guys coming back from last year, it makes training camp, it makes the transition into the next season a lot smoother.
What's your relationship like with him? Because, you've heard the stuff over the last year or so where, oh, do they get along? Do they not get along? Of course they get along. They're great. What I mean? You hear all the chatter, and a lot of that stuff might be in the media. But what's your relationship with him?
He's coach and I'm player. At the end of the day, he's a great guy. I'm a player, and I'm going to play for a great coach and a great guy. It's one of those situations where, hey, he's the coach, so everyone has to listen to the head coach.
Yeah, yeah.
So, we last year it took us a few things, took a time to get on the same page. And once the trade was made to make me the full-time star, I think we got on a better page, a better better wavelength.
Kyle, how much you talk to coach over the summer? How much did you get a chance to work out with some of the guys?
Well, I personally didn't get to talk to coach as much this summer. This was a summer for me personally. I got a lot of things done. I had a lot of things going on. I got, just a lot of things at home I was doing. I got the chance to work out with the guys once, as a group. But for me, it was, for me to be a better individual to help the team. It wasn't nothing, hey, I want to get better, to dedicate myself to the team and to the city. So as an individual, I got better.
We were talking to DeMar off the top about him becoming a father for the first time and having a young daughter. I know you've talked to us in the past about your son.
And
how much, looking back, to when you first became a father. Did that even change you as a person, let alone as a player? And now with your son being a little bit older, to where you are now and the type of mentality maybe that it allows you to bring to the floor that you carry over from your home life?
Well, he's two now, so you know they say the terrible twos. But I would never say that about my son. So, but I think with Demari, it helps a lot. You know, it calms you down. It makes you realize a different perspective of life. You're not living for yourself anymore. You're living for another individual. For me, you know, my son is my life. That's everything I do. I don't care about anything else, you know, really, but my son and my family. For him, it brings you for every father that plays the game, and everyone can attest to this, it just brings a different level of, hey, look, at the end of the day, I got to go out here and provide for my kid. But at the day, if I have a bad game, I forget about it. I go home, see my beautiful kids or children, and I come back the next day with a fresh start, because they're going to wake you up the next day and you're going to be like, I got to smile because this is my kid and I'm happy.
Well, listen, that's probably a good way to end it right there. Look forward to chatting over the course of the season. Best of luck this year.